Welcome, everybody, to 90 Fancy Fridays on a Monday night for Hunt for Love wrap-up show with George and Gina, and JLP is on her way after she finishes her chicken nuggies.
Hey guys,
Hello, everyone.
What's good?
It's Monday. Okay, so Hunt for Love was only an hour tonight.
So,
So
were you disappointed in the
I
short?
don't know. I was accustomed to the 2 hours because the first two were 2 hours. So when it was ending, I felt like it was just getting good because that's when Tim was confronting Jennifer, and I was like getting into that, and then it ended.
True. I don't know. I don't mind it being 1 hour since like Monday nights are kind of tough for me as far as extended watching and extended podcasting.
I mean, yeah, it's beginning of the week, people are working, so it's a little harder to dedicate hours and hours to TV and podcasts, but Sundays are always easier, right? I feel like the weekends are always easier, but
Friday is even easier.
yeah,
Well,
because
Friday's a party.
you don't have to work at any specific time the next day, so but Elise apologized on this episode. And before the episode ended, she went after Rob again. So I'm trying to understand because she was like, no, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have reacted that way. And then she flipped out on him again and she was like, you're moving on like really fast. And I feel like that's crazy. And I was like, moving on from what? Y'all just met 2 days ago and you never slept together and you don't even know each other's last name. So what is he moving on from?
Yeah, she went from pick me to accountability to pick me.
Well, yeah, she basically was like, I'm very insecure. And I'm like, no, you don't say. Like, we couldn't figure that out. She's definitely the type of girl who needs to be told she's pretty to believe that she's pretty. Even if she was pretty, even if she is gorgeous, if someone doesn't tell her that, she assumes that she's ugly. Like, you could tell that that's the type of girl she is. She needs to be reassured 5 to 6 million times a day. Or otherwise, she doesn't believe that she's worth anything, which it's sad. I hate to see that. But there's, for some reason, there's like an influx of women that feel that way. They need to be validated and they don't love themselves until someone else loves them first. And I don't know why they're like that, but it's what shows with Elise.
Yeah, she's giving like empty vessel energy.
Well, yeah, she feels like she ain't shit until some man tells her she's shit. And it's like, you gotta believe that you're the shit, whether or not anybody else believes you're the shit. Otherwise, you're never gonna get anybody.
You gotta kind of be like Jennifer, who like knows she's the shit.
She does. She does. And the funny part is, Jennifer's not the hottest person in the world, but her confidence makes her like the hottest person. Right? She's the hottest person there because of her confidence, not because of her looks, because she kind of has like a goofy nose, but it's her confidence that really boosts her up there.
Yeah, I mean, she doesn't look bad in like a thong either, but yeah.
Oh no, body wise, she hot. Yeah, her face can, she got a little goofy face. Sometimes some of the looks that she gives with her nose and shit, she looks a little goofy, but no, she's hot. She's definitely hot.
Man, like, you know who, like, this wasn't, I wasn't thinking, gonna bring this up because it's like a minor point, but that Rocky guy, I feel like if I was like there on the resort, something about that Rocky dude would annoy the dog shit out of me.
Oh, the handstand guy.
Yeah, like he would
Handstand
annoy the piss out of me.
porn stash guy. I mean, I haven't seen anything notable about him. Like, he doesn't have a personality. He doesn't stand out. He hasn't really done or said anything that stood out. But yeah, he definitely has a Jersey Shore douchey vibe,
Oh,
right?
not even, because I'm into the Jersey Shore douchey guys, so not even that. That's going
Really?
b below my,
He
that's
doesn't
below me.
strike you as a bit douchey.
Yeah, he's douchey, but not my type, not my cup of tea. He don't gym tan laundry.
And then the coal guy was giving like allegedly what was it? What did I tweet? I said gay serial killer vibes.
He was. He showed up at Jennifer's little villa with like the I don't know that he had drinks and fruit or whatever. And then he's like cock blocking Jennifer because Rob tries to talk and he's like, how do you know him? Like, what the fuck do you mean? How does she know you? She just met you. She's allowed to talk to other people. Like, they've been talking for like 14 minutes and now he sees her interacting with another guy and he's like, why are you trying to talk to that guy? Like, that's literally the male version of Elise. Like, y'all are not married, you're not engaged, you don't, she's not pregnant with your child, she's allowed to talk to other people.
Yeah, but I feel like he's six at least for that. Well, let me take back what I was gonna say. I feel like for the first half of the night, he kind of successfully cock blocked, but then that's not what matters. What matters is what happens in the second half of the night. In the second half of the night, we saw in the preview like Rob the Knob and Jen making out in his room. So he didn't successfully
Well,
cock all
see,
night.
here's the thing, and I'm gonna say it, and it's true, and I don't care. Women don't want a nice guy. They will tell you until they're blue in the face. They want a nice guy who's gonna be nice and respectful and pull their chairs out. But at the end of the day, women want a bad boy who's not gonna pull out their chair, who's probably not gonna answer their text, and he's probably gonna talk to other girls in his DMs. And that's Rob. That's the definition of Rob. So it's like, yeah, on paper, it looks like, oh yeah, she should wanna be with Cole because he's a nice guy. He would never cheat on her. He would treat her like a queen. Women don't, that's not what they're looking for. On paper, at the end of the day, they always say they're looking for that, but that's.
Not all women, George. You can't put us all.
Oh, welcome.
Well,
Welcome, welcome,
hello. You
Calvin.
can't group us all into that.
So, Captain,
Jennifer's type of chick is the kind of chick you're describing. But there are women who appreciate and are looking for a man that's, emotionally involved, not just hit it and quit it and treat me like shit. We're not all like that. We do appreciate good men. It's just that this generation has distorted itself to giving up on looking for good men because so far nobody's really doing that anymore. That's back in the day when men
oh,
used to be like that. Chivalry
so
is dead, unfortunately.
there's less men doing it because the men who do it are the ones that usually get cheated on.
Well, I mean, that's a wide scope. There's a lot of, yeah,
It's
there's a
true.
lot.
Okay, if you treat a woman like oh, if you treat a woman like a queen, at the end of the day, she's gonna fuck the guy that treats her like crap. And I hate to be like stereotypical, but the better you treat a woman and the more loyal you are to a woman, the less likely that she's gonna want to stay with you long term. Women like edge about a man, and look at Sarper and Shekinah. She's in love with this man. He rips her hair straight out of her head. Like they want an edge to the guy, and if the guy doesn't have an edge, if he's a mama's boy, if he's never gonna raise his voice, if he's always gonna bring her breakfast in bed, a woman is gonna get
I
super
think
bored.
that has to do with a lot of the way, with these certain types of women that appreciate being treated like garbage. That can go to like maybe in the way they were raised and they always saw their dad treat their mom like shit, or they have low self-esteem and think that they can't possibly do better. But I mean, if you're a self-respecting woman, you're gonna want a man that's gonna treat you with some respect at the end of the day. You're not going to be just chase, set your mind on chasing losers. And there are women like that though, that have their picker broken.
If you were self-respecting, you wouldn't be on a show called Hunt for Love.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't be acting like that, that's for sure,
Of
because she
course not. But
pulls a
that's what.
360. Like, I'm so sorry. And then, like, in the same episode, she goes psycho again. This girl's bipolar.
Yeah, no, she's doing way too much. I mean, she's really trying to get that contract, that extended contract on TLC, because then nobody could be that possibly unhinged. You're not even 3 days in, and you're already claiming somebody as your own. You can't do
Not
that.
only blaming him, but she's like, he's moving on too fast. Like, he got over me too fast. And I was like, he was never under you.
Yeah, she
Like,
thinks that she's like, God's gift and that everybody should chase her and. How could he not want me? I'm the hottest chick here.
do you suspect Sharp will bring back Elise in a future season?
Yes. It depends how this all works out, to be honest, because she's getting a lot of negative press, but we all know negative press is good.
Exactly, and here we are talking about her,
They brought
so.
back Disco Mommy Kelly to MILF Manor, and she got a lot of negative press too. If you're,
oh, she's coming back. This Elise chick is coming back.
Yeah, she'll come back. Remember,
who's coming back?
Well, the Walking STD is coming back.
Who? Oh, you mean Elise?
Yeah, she's coming back.
Yeah. She'll do something. She's definitely paving the way for her to be on another show doing something somewhere. That's why she's, I mean, I'm not saying that she might not be as crazy as she's acting, but I think that she's exaggerating it so she can get more camera time. Because it kind of looks like the way this show is, it works, is it's a fight for camera time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I hate to bring this up every show. We still haven't heard a peep out of the like principal, like talking or whatever.
I know.
I didn't even see her this episode.
Can you imagine? And I said this last time, you get fired from your job and they cut you from the show. Like, you risked it all and they cut you from the show.
I think that it's like when today, when they show a cult trying to kick it with May, and it's supposed to be Hunt for Love. So aren't you supposed to go on the date with the person, just even if it's a friendly day, because you're hunting for love? You don't know if this is the guy, you know, you're hunting for. And she straight up said no. She wasn't interested. I mean, that would get you more camera exposure, right, if you're going on a date. But I think they solely want just the old cast to intertwine with each other.
Maybe the May chick, in hindsight, if she knew if she would be on a date with Colt, then she'd be featured on the show way more heavily. I bet in hindsight, she'd be like, fuck, I should have went on a date with him.
No, but I think that they scripted it. I think that it's...
But yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
I agree with you, Captain. I think they told her to say no.
Yeah, they told her to say no, because they want Colt to go after Courtney.
So yeah,
wasn't exactly the same chick in the previews later on, didn't they show her with Tim? Or am I confusing another chick that hasn't spoken yet?
I don't remember. I don't think
that there was any woman with Tim.
No, there was. They were like looking at the stars in a.
Were they comparing their knee high boots? Like, what were they doing? Because now I'm confused.
No, yeah. They were showing him like on a date with some chick looking at the stars in a telescope or something like that. Like one of the, you know, yeah.
So then it's probably either May or probably the principal lady they're going to give her.
No, she was Asian.
Oh, so then it was probably May.
Yeah, it was probably May. I don't know, for some reason I didn't see that part.
I didn't catch it either, but if I had to guess, then probably May. Mm-hmm. Because that would make more sense. They're leaving her free for Tim, and they're leaving Colty available for the Usman and Courtney drama. Mm-hmm. You know? To create some kind of drama.
Did you notice that Usman or whatever, he's not going after any of the singles at all? Like, I haven't seen him interacting with anyone.
That's what I'm saying. That they scripted it so that it's just drama circulating around the old cast, and that these people are just like body extras, that they're just there.
Because you know what I heard? I forget who told me, but it was like a little bit of tea where it's a situation where all the 90-day OGs, I might have mentioned this in a previous podcast, but what would happen is the 90-day OGs, let's say you film till like 10 p.m. I'm just making up the time frame. Let's say you film till 10 p.m. What all the 90-day OGs would do after like 10 p.m. when they're done filming and they could go back and do whatever, they would all get together and huddle around solely with the idea of like plotting their next like plot points, next storylines. So they were just talking to each other, like figuring out their next storylines. That's why they're all the storylines with each other, basically, because that's how they planned it after the shoot was done each day.
Oh, so they're putting them in charge of creating the drama.
It's just they're being proactive of their own storylines. Like,
right, okay.
They're kind of producing their own storylines on their own.
I could see that.
Yeah. So okay, I'm trying to think. So what happened with Colty again? I know he had his pillow, and then he got rejected by May, and then he danced all corny with, what's her name? The chick from Atlanta.
Chantel.
Hey, you forget Chantel's name? That's crazy.
She's not that popular anymore. And sorry to say, all the comments about her that I see on my comments are negative. They're just body shame after body shame after body shame.
Oh, and well, looks. We found out that she's into anal stuff tonight.
One of the guys is into anal too, right?
Yeah, the guy said that he's definitely into the anal, and because the girl made a joke, she's like, "Your anal beads hit me in the face," or whatever.
Yeah.
And the guy was like, "Oh well, we should play with the anal," something along the lines. And
yeah, he told Chantel, and she's like, "I don't know.
Your butt or hers?" And he's like, "Either one." And Chantel's like, "Oh shit!"
Oh yeah, she's like, "Oh, I can't believe my cougar baby or something like that is into anal play."
Was that Joe that said that?
It was the little skinny guy. I think his name is Joe.
Yeah, hey, with the big eyes.
Yeah, and that was
AKA Joe the Knob now.
that was a little surprising. You know, I didn't know that guys were open, or like I know that people are into stuff, but I didn't think they were like open about it like that. Like they just be telling people they're into that. That's like something you would have to find out privately, I thought. Not everybody's like Rob the Knob, where you just open the internet and their whole book. Not everybody is like that.
There are some people that like to you know, experiment with things. They just can't find anybody non-judgmental to do it with.
Well, that's what I was gonna say. If you are a guy and you go tell a woman like, "Oh yeah, I'm into like stuff in my butt," the first thing the woman is gonna think is he like a little, you know,
a little light.
You know, so I don't know how women feel about that. Like Chantel reacted positively, but like Captain, if a guy came up to you and was like,
I've been in that position before.
What? Are you serious?
Yeah, when I was single in between in my travels in my whole day after my divorce and before hitching my wagon to another horse, I was out there and I was dating this guy and he was into that kind of stuff. So I was like, wait a minute, I've never been with a man that's into that stuff. So I automatically went for he has to be gay. So I said, well, maybe, you know what, let me buy some anal beads, the ones that start from small to large, and see how this goes. If it gets to the big bulgy one, I already know this guy's, you know, playing on both teams.
Okay.
So we did that, and as the night proceeded, I began placing, you know, small bead after bead after bead, and he's enjoying himself. And then when I got to the large bead, I was like, if he takes this one, then that's it. This shit is a wrap. And lo and behold, he told me to put the next one in, and I was like, okay. And after that, I was like, oh my goodness, I don't know how to tell you that you like stuff in your ass. But no, he listen, let me tell you something. He was a very good looking guy. He was a cop.
No, I just mean he took it like a trooper.
Yeah, it wasn't. Two things that I learned from that experience. That he was probably playing on both teams, and that it wasn't definitely wasn't his first time.
Well, that was what I was gonna say. I was like, if that was his first time,
according to him, he told me it was his first time, but there's no fucking way.
There's no way.
There's no fucking way. So I told him, I says, you know what? Maybe you need to explore your sexuality a little bit more. Perhaps you.
So you need to reevaluate your sexual orientation before we continue further. Thank you.
Yeah, no, I told him myself, I think maybe you might like a dick in your ass because you were really enjoying that.
And what did he say?
He's like, no, you know, it's about the prostate and, you know, tickling the prostate. I was like, okay, I get it. And then from that, I let it die down. I started ghosting him more and more and more until I just pulled away from it.
Mm-hmm. It was an anal bead where like each one is bigger than the previous or something.
Yeah, it started like little, then little, you know, like an inch, then a half an inch, then 2 inches, then 2.5 inches, like that. So you just go inserting bead after bead after bead. It's like a string. And he had the whole string in there up to like a 3-inch. And I was like, okay, this is not what, this is not right. This doesn't seem right.
See, I don't know. When I know that we're not supposed to shame anyone's kinks.
No, I'm just not into it.
Well, yeah, I was gonna say, I think a woman would have to want to
participate. Do that.
In that, right? Because it's not like foreplay. It's very specific.
Exactly.
And I don't know like how women deal with that, because I guess Chantel is into it. Chantel is like into that. I don't know if she was into that.
Yeah, there's a lot of women that toss their husbands salads or toss salads for men.
Oh, see, I feel like that's more normal than sticking something up here.
I've never tried it with my husband, and if I brought it up a couple times, and he looked at me like I was crazy.
Oh, but so he wasn't into that at all.
He's like, he won't even let me touch his butt. He's like, nah, I don't get down like that. But I asked him, I said, hey, you know, you want to try something different? You know, I'm willing to toss your salad. He's like, I'll toss you off this fucking ship.
Oh, you're going to do it on the cruise?
Yeah, because it was our honeymoon.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, let's try something new for our honeymoon.
Yeah,
give like, them well,
what was that? The Hennessy, the special kind of Hennessy?
The white, Hennessy white.
Oh, yeah, the Hennessy. You the were white like, Hennessy.
Pour that Hennessy white down my ass crack.
I know, I told him, I was like, let's get freaky, let's do something we haven't done. He's like, what do you have in mind? I was like, well, let me eat your ass. And he was like, what? I said, you know, toss your salad. He said, I'll toss you off this fucking ship.
Well, that's definitely not what Cole would have said.
Yeah, I know. There's a lot of questionable ones on that resort, to be honest.
And Cole, for instance, like, he reminds me of somebody. I feel like him and Tim are kind of
simpatico.
Right, like they haven't accepted what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
They're kind of living in a world where they're like, "Oh, I'm totally straight," but at the same time, their mannerisms and body and everything else is totally not.
Yeah, they haven't perfected the art of hiding it.
Right.
When Cole was talking, his head, as I told you, his head can't keep still when he's talking.
Mm-hmm.
That's his tell.
Feminine aspect about him, like everything is just super, super feminine. And I, at first, I gave him the benefit of a doubt because, you know, I go to LA, and I know a lot of the feminineness in men is in LA. So I've noticed it, and I was like, oh, this is weird. But then I'll meet their wives and their children, and then I'm just like, okay, they're just really feminine. They're not like, I gave him the benefit of a doubt, but I still feel like it's a little more with him.
Yeah, a couple people on my comments were saying the same thing, that they don't know how she can't tell. Well, she picked it up right away.
No,
Jennifer picked it up right away.
Jennifer said it, and she said it in her own way, though. She was like,
yeah, is he bi?
She's like, he's really sweet. Guys, if a girl says that you're really sweet, that's...
No, and then she also said, remember, she said, I think he might be bi.
Oh, wait, when did she say that?
She said that this episode or last episode. So I think
it
he
was
might
the
be
last episode.
Yeah, she even confronted him about it, I think it was, or something like that.
But by the way, JLP, Pineapple Girl said, quote, oh my God, Captain, you literally made me spit out my water.
Oh, when she said she wanted to eat his ass for the anniversary.
And he said, I'm going to toss you off this fucking boat.
Yeah, like, fuck
that's a straight man's reaction.
Yeah,
right. And if he would have asked Cole or Rob the Knob, he would have put.
And he's older. My husband's 55, so he's not playing around in his butt at this age.
True. By the way,
if you would have said that to Cole, he would have been arms above his shoulders on the bed, ready
like that. Spread right? Eagle.
Like I feel like that's
he would have been spread eagle.
Yeah, like I feel like that's because that's how these guys are nowadays. I feel bad for women dating nowadays because now they don't.
Yeah, it's like a Cracker Jack box.
I know they don't even
know. They're all Cracker Jacks.
You don't know what you're gonna get.
The prize that you want.
I mean, back in the day, at least you knew whether or not the person you were with was actually into men or women. Like you,
right?
Like now, it's really
Now
scary.
it's like a gradient scale.
Okay, but
It's
you know
kind of
what?
like the Maddie and Stevie thing. You keep asking them if they're bisexual, and they keep saying no, but you don't believe them, right? You don't believe.
Yeah, Steve, with that situation, she definitely gave him some other kind of indication that just won't convince him. Because just because I paint a bunch of naked ladies in my house doesn't mean I'm bisexual. She tipped him off to something else that's concerning him. Who knows? She probably, you know, he found her toys or something like that. Because you know, in the
But
Middle
that those
East,
toys are also taboo at the same time there in the Middle East,
yes,
right?
that's exactly what I was going to say. In the Middle East,
Okay.
it's unheard of.
Yeah, I think
Yeah.
he's from, because in the US, I consider all women to be a little bisexual, right? Just a little.
Yeah.
Not fully, but all women with enough drinks, they'll kiss a girl. And I think
I've done it.
but in the Middle East, women don't do that. They will stone you.
They'll kill you if you
Yes,
go if you kiss a girl.
I think she's probably straight, but our version of straight in the US for women, they go to the bar and they make out with a chick and it's funny. It's fun. They're having a good time. But
Yeah.
where he's from, that's not funny. So yeah, I think that he got over here and he was like, you've seen other women's boobs? You've seen other women.
He opened up her drawer and found all the dildos, and he thinks that she's a lesbian, probably.
Okay, let's get back to Hunt for Love. What did you think of Rob the Knob and Jen making out at the end in the previews?
Oh yeah.
Oh, they're going back to his room, so they're gonna probably do it
Oh
in his
yeah.
room first.
Well, I was confused though because we heard that they hooked up in a hot tub, but they were actually in his room.
Well, show them
They
making
could have
out,
done
like, if they
both.
could have fucked in the pool or something. Yeah,
Yeah.
it could have been something or more than one time because we.
Yeah, well, they're definitely hooking up in that room.
Well,
Well,
yeah.
no, but think about the, hold on. Here's a devil's advocate. They know in the room there's cameras all in the room, so they know if they're gonna fuck and go crazy in the room, it's all like on camera. But so my tea that I posted end of last year, when I posted all that tea about the show, the tea was so the tea was they like ran away from the cameras, and then that's when they like fucked in the pool away from the camera, so they won't be recorded because in the room they would be recorded. So that's what I heard.
So they probably fucked in both places.
Yeah, but
Yeah.
I'm just saying they avoided fucking in the room because of the cameras.
No, because you know that they—that's what that show, those shows are getting off on. I forgot what was that other show
They
that
can't film you in the washroom.
there was another sh reality show where the girl was in the room screwing with the guy, and the guy and her ex, the other guy, that was like he was running around the beach screaming and crying. Some shit like that, and she was hooking up, and the cameras in the room, they were covered, but you can see him riding her, and then she rode him, and it was like, I forgot the name of that show. It was recently.
That sounds
It
like
was
something that.
like a Love Island type thing, but it was in
Yeah.
Spanish. It was one of those Spanish ones,
Oh, okay.
but it was like
Oh.
a Love Island type thing.
True.
That's
So
more raunchy than we're used to.
Yeah, they're
Oh,
probably. You remember, they're up in their game. They're up in their game, so they're not above putting a blanket over Rob and showing the humping motion. They're not above that.
Do you remember when they first premiered Love in Paradise? They showed naked people.
Like on Discovery Plus or whatever.
Yeah, like they showed like topless people on the show. And that's when they were testing the raunchy waters. You remember that? They were like testing the waters and they were like, oh, let's see how raunchy we can go. I guess it didn't go well though.
Well, I mean, they tested them with Jasmine and Gino with the peeing on her and all that and all that talk.
Talking.
Yeah,
Well,
toe sucking
yeah.
and peeing and the butt plug, all that shit and all those episodes, they were testing it there.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. They were testing it, and it seems like they found the level of raunchy where it's more so. It's still more tame than watching the other shows, though. Like I think on Big Brother and other shows, it's way more raunchy. I think that they found
They're
their.
trying to do a soft opening to that.
Yeah, it's like we're watching soft core compared
Yeah.
to other shows. Yeah, what other
Like
shows?
soft short showcase, like just below Showcase or HBO, like you know, just
Right,
a level
right.
behind.
It's
Yeah.
oh, and then Coco Puff said, didn't they accidentally show some guy's dong or whatever?
Oh my God, they did. The guy who is with
Oh,
Meta
Dirty.
Ease, that guy Luke, yeah, they accidentally showed his thing. He was in what do you call it?
The tanning bed thing.
The and they accidentally showed it, and then they had to go and remove the entire episode off of streaming because they showed it. But I think that they showed it on national TV, didn't they? Because by the time they figured it out, it had already aired.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, so I don't know if he got a check for that because I'm pretty sure that that's, I don't know, how do you handle that? Like, can you sue them for showing you naked on TV when you didn't give them permission? Like, I'm pretty sure you get a check
I
out of
mean,
that.
if you got a nice package, you won't
It
mind.
wasn't, Captain, it wasn't.
Oh,
Yeah,
so
it was not.
if you got a terrible package, you'd be like, you bet.
It was barely nothing.
Oh, so yeah, I'd be pissed too. I'd
Well,
be like, fuck.
yeah, he
Disappointed.
didn't sign nothing in the contract sign that the whole world was gonna see it. So I was
Yeah,
maybe,
I've been
and then we
trying to
saw
tell me. I would be like, yo, I've been hiding this little dick for years, and now you expose me?
speaking of little dicks, it was when Big Ed stood up in the hot tub in Last Resort proudly showing his one incher.
I wonder, you know what? I always wondered, did the people around him, like the cast members, did they see the unedited version of that? Because they stand around when you're filming.
Well, yeah, they were there when it happened. So yeah, there was no, the blur was only added after. So they saw everything that happened right in front of them. And I would be very upset. Like, I don't want to see that. Can you imagine
Well,
the,
he did it proudly. He was proud to show that.
I don't know why though, but like I would be offended because if I'm just minding my own business, I didn't sign up to see that. I would be really upset.
True. I'm trying to remember who was when Big Ed stood up. I know Angela was there and Liz, obviously, and Big Ed. I'm trying to remember who
Molly and Kelly were in the tub too, right?
else. Who?
Molly and Kelly.
But yeah, it was other people
Yeah.
inside the tub when he
I'm
stood
pretty
up.
sure Molly, Kelly, Ed, Liz, Angela, and one additional people. They were like in there like sardines.
Oof.
We talked about it before, but I think. Didn't we find out that that hot tub was like brought in by the producers? It wasn't even like part of the.
Yeah, that somebody had told us that it was
Yeah,
a
we got the behind the scenes.
prop.
Yeah, it was a, because otherwise I was gonna say, imagine you bring your family to the resort the next day and you're in the same water stew that Big Ed had his nude self in.
They travel with the hot tub, but all of the shoot the filmings, like it's their 90-day hot tub that they bring, so they don't have to worry about bleaching it at the end. Like if they were using the resort's hot tub, maybe they.
Yeah, but you still gotta. I mean, it has to be with chlorine and stuff like that. You still
And
got other people's,
bleach.
yeah, other people's germs in there floating around. Even if they're your cast members, still, you don't know everybody's hygiene practices.
That's why I don't like getting into
I
like.
don't get in the hot tubs. I
Yeah.
did. I did get on the cruise. I did it twice, but it was because there was nobody else in there, and it was
Yeah,
very
but
early.
your germs, the people before you, germs were still in there though.
Well, I mean, I figure they chlorine it every day because they're always closing shit down to clean it on the boat. So I was like, the pools, they would close the pools down, and then you'd have to use the other pool while that pool gets clean, and then they do vice versa. So I figure they do that with the hot tubs too.
People pee in those things. That's why I've never.
Yeah, people
Yeah.
pee in them,
It's
and
like,
then.
does chlorine really clean it? Because unless they drain the whole thing, the pee is still in there.
Well, it's a filter. The water's constantly being filtered. So even if you pee, the water's filtering through the system, and it comes back out chlorined. You know what I'm saying? It's like a swimming pool.
And when
True.
a hot tub goes out of service, it's out of service for a long ass time, because the hot tub at where the gym that I go to has been not in service for 7 months.
Speaking of out of service, JLP, how was the Virgins show? I didn't watch it.
Oh, I thought you were gonna watch it. It's a lot of unbelievable shit going on there. Like people saying they're in their 40s and they've never touched the man or kissed. The other one, the Indian lady, she's in at 37. She's never touched herself at all, so she can't. She doesn't even know what's
Yeah.
down there.
She said that she's never even inserted a tampon.
Yeah, she's
Huh?
never touched herself. She doesn't even know what's down there.
Yeah, she doesn't know if. So I was like, if she was to have sex, I don't think that she could take like a toothpick or like
Yeah, but that's also psych. She's psychologically closed off. Like she was raised such strict, environment, that they instilled on her that that body part was taboo, probably only for your husband, and you have to be in love, and you have to be in love. You can't just give that to anybody. So she closed off.
A demisexual, she said. So she said that she can't be intimate with someone unless she has a connection with them or she's in love with them. And I think
She's 37. That's not gonna work out for her.
She's 37 years old, and but there's actually a guy in there who's 42.
Yeah, the culty double.
Yeah, his name is Alex. He's 37. 42. He lives with his parents. He drives a minivan with no kids, obviously, because he's a virgin.
That's creepy.
And then we were watching him try to talk to women, and it got even more creepy. I was like, I feel so bad for women, because imagine you're just sitting there having your drink and the creepiest man you've ever encountered comes up to you and starts talking to you. Like, I don't know what that's like, but I feel so bad for women.
Like, what was his name?
Alex.
Okay, so out of all the cast, if I went back and only watched one person, who's the must watch? Alex?
Yeah, you got to watch Alex, because there's a girl.
Yeah, he has his sisters there goading him on and stuff.
That's fun. But there's a girl on there named Deanne who I think is a liar. I think that she definitely is banging dudes.
The young chick, right?
Yeah. Well, she's 35, but she looks...
She's 35. She looks real young. Yeah, she said she did it. Like, he put the tip in only.
Yeah, and she's never... And that was 17 years ago.
Yeah, he put the tip in. Listen, I posted that.
She dresses in corsets, and while they were
filming, where's Daisy Dukes and rides the mechanical bull?
Rides the mechanical bull.
He is
definitely banging dudes. Like, get out of here. And while they were filming her scene, a guy walked up and asked her for her phone number.
Yeah, right? The guy came in. Out of all the hot girls at the table, he chose her.
Out of her friends, though, she was the hottest of her friends.
The two blondes? They weren't that bad.
Well, she was the hottest one, though. It's impossible for you to be a hot girl and not have to fight off penises every minute of the day. I have friends that are really, really hot, and anytime we go anywhere, men are just trying to penetrate her every moment of her life. She can't order a drink. She can't go. Every moment of the day, there's a guy like, what's your name? How are you? I'm trying to penetrate you. Like, so there's no way that this chick looking like that has not had dick if she
would. No, especially if she had the tip in already. If she had the tip in, she found somebody else to put something else in there. Because you're not going to tell me once you get the tip in there, you're not curious to know to go all the way.
Yeah, she ain't like, this ain't no born again. No.
You know, that it's not like you become a close, like it closes up like a door. If you don't use it, that thing is always there.
Okay, before we end it, do you want to talk to Lana?
Go ahead, Lana. We didn't hear from her Sunday.
Wait, Lana wasn't here Sunday. Yeah, she wasn't here, right?
She
was tired or something.
Yeah, she fell asleep.
True. Well, Lana, if you want to talk, now's your opportunity.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Lana.
Hey, Lana.
Hi, how's everybody doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Well, I was so happy that show was only an hour. I thought it was 2 hours because I just think 2 hours is way too long.
Yeah, it's too much.
Yeah.
It's hard to do 2 hours and then a podcast and go to work in the morning.
But are they not doing between the sheets now? With Hunter
they
Love?
Are, but it's after
the Virgin. It's
after the Virgin show. Yeah.
Oh, gotcha. Thank you for clarifying.
Technically it's still 2 hours, but they're counting the between the sheets and the show now.
Oh yeah.
So did anything tonight jump out at you?
Nothing really, except for I don't get why Jennifer just thinks she just has to go at Tim at every fucking moment. I don't get it. I mean, your shit's been over for years, girl. Get over it. You're beautiful. Move on.
Also, Courtney was the one, you know, got spreading the gossip.
Yeah, that's true.
She put her hand in that pot and mixed it.
I think she does have a big mouth.
Mm-hmm. I think Jennifer's going for the Jasmine character thing, yelling and screaming, carrying on and being, you know, rude and, you know, me. She's taking
Jasmine's
place. She's taking Jasmine's place now.
That's true. Speaking of Jasmine, I can't believe that we're going to see Gino and her back again on the same show. I never thought that was going to happen again.
I mean, we set it up.
Surprised?
I really am surprised. I thought Gino would have just wanted absolutely nothing left to do with her.
Well, I mean, that's kind of what's going to unfurl this season is Gino's not going to want anything to do with him. So that's going to be interesting to watch, I think.
Yeah,
well, just remember they created an Instagram profile too that said Gino, Jasmine, and Matt or something like that too.
For 5 minutes, and then Jasmine got rid of the Gino part of the door.
Yeah, I wouldn't let someone take my balls even further down. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They already took his balls.
Yeah, now I saw something about her going on her live. I saw a clip on her. Talking about karma, that why hasn't karma gotten back to Gino because she was such a good person to him and did so much for him. And
wow.
Wait.
Waiting for karma.
When was she a good person ever?
I didn't even comment on it. I was like, I don't get the energy for her today.
No.
Oh, and then when that post of mine were about the Happily Ever After cast, Chrissy Teigen liked it. So that was cool.
She did. I got excited when I seen that. I think I was more excited than you.
Oh, yeah. Chrissy has always been a massive 90 Day fan. Her and John, actually. They watch, I think during the pandemic, they like binged the entire show because they like were tweeting about it a lot and stuff.
Yeah, she does.
They're hard to like you can't just like mess. You can't like at message her and expect like a response or something.
One of my friends does talk to her. Do you know the girl Roxy? She does the what do you call it? The parody videos.
I have a little problem with her. She like
really?
She followed me and then I followed her back. And then at some point she unfollowed me. So then I unfollowed her back.
Unfollowed you? That's so weird. Why would she do that?
I don't know, but to me, I don't like people that do that. It's like a follower churn. Like they follow you, you follow them, then they unfollow you, but you're still following them. And then and then I unfollowed her because she unfollowed me.
Oh yeah, I agree. If I'm gonna unfollow someone and they follow me, then I remove them so we're not following each other. So like if I'm gonna decide to unfollow you, I'm not gonna let you keep following me. I'm gonna
exactly.
So anyway.
But, so I didn't know that, so I wouldn't have brought that up. My bad.
True. So anyway, that's any other topics before we end it because we still did at least like 40 plus minutes.
I don't know. Did we talk about everything?
It was only a 1 hour show, so it's not like it's not like we missed stuff. I think it's just it was a shorter show.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't feel like we missed anything. But yeah, if y'all are gonna watch the Virgin show, it might be worth watching. You know, it was interesting.
I may watch. I may do it because you know when Match Me Abroad was out, and I went and just watched like all the Harold scenes. So I may go and just watch Alex's scenes because. Unless I fall in love with the whole show, but at least initially.
Well, I do know Match Me Abroad is coming back, so
I'm gonna watch Harold
coming scenes. Back the Match Me Abroad show.
I'm gonna watch Harold scenes, but I can't make promises for anybody else.
Yeah, give it a try. You know, I always give everything the old college try.
I give everything an episode two the most.
I'm going to give it. I really tried with that one show, guys, the Polly Family, and I couldn't do it.
Nope.
The whole thing, but it was more so just like background noise.
I did the Polly Family for research purposes. Mm-hmm. And it was mostly background noise, but I would look up and you know, and watch and see what I'm doing. It was terrible. I don't think they're getting renewed. I would hope not.
I don't know if it's just because they're really ugly people and I can't watch ugly people on TV, or if it's just because they're just not interesting. I couldn't put my finger on which one.
Their storyline was very disturbing, so I don't think a lot of people complained about it. So I don't think they're coming back. It wasn't like the what they called the Sister Wives or the Duggars, where it's like a family and like a, you know,
it's a religious... different production company that put it on
too. Yeah, it's not like a religious purpose. It's just a bunch of horny people switching rooms every night and making and babies.
Like Pineapple Girl said, they were supposed to air 8 episodes, but they canceled after 6.
They canceled after 6 and it didn't even make sense when it ended.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's probably what happened. They canceled it before it ended.
you remember some stuff came out about one of the guys on the show.
Yeah, sure.
Maybe that's why they canceled it now.
He was being a creep and a pedo, borderline pedo, even though he was, they say the allegations were dropped, but the parents, the mothers of his kids filed charges against him.
Yeah.
There's some crazy shit going on.
Allegedly, because I don't know all the details.
It says allegedly, but yeah, it's out there. Once it's court documented, I mean.
He wasn't convicted, so we have to say allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly, allegedly. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have cruise ship money, JLP.
Yes.
Alleged. Nobody's going to sue you. It's your booty.
In the description of the podcast, is that this is for entertainment purposes only.
Everything is alleged.
Everything
until proven.
Anyways.
Yeah, we know that if Shibuti said it, it's true.
Well, you know the tea is hot, but just for shits and giggles, I still got to say, a lot of times I'll say allegedly.
Yep, true.
Just to cover your own arse.
Yeah. Everybody's suing everybody for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, well, I guess that ends this episode of Hunt for Love. I'm going to upload it tonight, so we beat everyone to the punch.
Yeah, this is the very first one, so if you want to know what happens, you got to listen to this. Nobody else will have anything up for you to watch but us.
That's right.
Well, thank you, everyone, to listen to 90 Day Fiancé Fridays on a...
Monday.
Monday!
Peace out, everybody.
Bye, guys.